The Eagles have their first rematch of the season on Monday night when they host the Washington Redskins at Lincoln Financial Field. These two teams clashed back in the season opener, a game in which the Eagles won by a score of 30-17. As we kick off the Eagles update presented by Ticketmaster, the defense explains what's different about this Washington offense since that week one game.
I mean, if you watch them, you know, last week compared to week one when we played them, they got jet sweeps and all kind of zone reads, things that they weren't doing before. So there's definitely going to be a little bit of a different game plan. Once you start getting into, you know, week seven, there's a good enough body of work to where people know, you know, tendencies here or there. But it's the same way, you know, for us. So it's definitely one of those things. We'll see some different looks, and they'll try to attack, you know, some weaknesses they may have seen. But I think we've done a good job of putting out fires week to week. Something that affected us, you know, in one game hadn't really carried over to the next. I think that's the best thing you can do.
Defensive tackle Fletcher Cox had a sack, forced a fumble, and returned another for a touchdown back in that week one win. He offered some high praise for the Redskins and said he must bring his A game on Monday night.
Well, I'll say this. I think that the defensive line, we're going to have our best game because, you know, that's, I think, probably the best O-line that we're going against all year. We're going to have a really good group of guys that's been playing on a high level, you know, lately. And I think it's going to start up front. You know, we have to play our best game.
It remains to be seen whether or not cornerback Ronald Darby will make his return. Remember, he dislocated his ankle in that first matchup in Washington. He was a limited participant once again on Friday, but his teammates have liked what they've seen thus far on the field.
Man, I'm happy Darby's back, man. I seen him put on them pads. It did something to me. I'm just waiting for Sid now.
Was he happy
to be out there? He could sit in the stretch and stuff. I'm just doing what I normally do. Practice like I'm the starter. I'm the guy, and that's just what I'm trying to do.
It's coming along well, but you know, a lot of guys have stepped up so far in his absence. You know, Jalen Mills is playing excellent. Rasul Douglas, a rookie, coming in and having to fill tough shoes, has done a tremendous job. Two interceptions already, making big plays for this defense. So it just shows the depth that we have here, and you know, we're continuing to get better as a group.
How did Darby look today?
He looked good, man. You know, considering what happened, you know, that dislocated ankle, you would think that he would never return. But, you know, you just got to credit his hard work, the trainers, getting him ready. And, you know, hopefully we see him, you know, within, you know, next couple of weeks. I don't know what the timetable is, but looks good.
Linebacker Joe Walker played a career-high 13 snaps and had two tackles in that Thursday night win over Carolina, subbing for an injured Jordan Hicks. Walker bounced back from a knee injury that wiped out his entire rookie season. He was named by his teammates as the recipient of the Ed Block Courage Award, which honors players who exemplify the commitments to the principles of sportsmanship and courage.
Huge honor. Just being nominated by my team just kind of means a lot to me. I mean, the people's opinion that I care most about are in this locker room, so it's a big honor. I think it kind of puts into perspective, I've just been in grind mode for the last year. I haven't really had a second to step back and realize what, you know. I'm honored to accept the award, but we're going to move on and get ready for the Redskins.
Our game day coverage begins Monday night at 8 p.m. with the kickoff show presented by Exalta. And remember, we are going to honor David Akers, who will be inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame at halftime. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles weekend, everyone.